How are you? Happy Thursday. Man, let's do this thing again, because we know that every single day we get out of bed that anything is possible, right? You explore the possibilities of what you want to do and then go do it. That's what we think. But we also know, if you've been alive for any length of time, that sometimes it's a bigger challenge than you think, and we have to work through those challenges. Today, we'll do that as we chat about steps of change and things that you just kind of have to do, one of which I think you probably don't remember to do, but we'll get to that here in a little bit. It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com. Life begins when you move, and then we stand up, we take a step, and repeat. Keep going until we get it, but sometimes life gets in the way, and when it does, we're here for you every day since when? We started the show in 2006. Every single day, hard to believe it's been this long, and we have just under 5 years to go. I've decided it's five more years. Our 20th season will wrap up this show. I think that's enough. God willing, we'll make it that long. But anyway, how are you? Good to have you. By the way, first thing I want to say, it's me, Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. You should come visit us there. And if you'd like to, you can join us in the Facebook group. It's been really active. Just go to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. It'll take you right there. Answer my couple simple questions. We'll let you in. That's where I found out we were having some difficulties with the podcast yesterday. Some tech gremlins got in the way and got out of bed, and we went, okay, what happened? It took about 3 hours to resolve the issue, as they say. So thanks for your patience yesterday, and hopefully today everything came out just on time. It happens. So when you have a daily podcast, you're going to get mistakes. There's no way around it. Stuff happens through no fault of our own, some of the time, not all the time. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Steps to change. Oh, goodness, goodness, goodness. If there is anything we talk about a lot around here, there's probably 10 topics that are always like top of mind. And change is a big one. People love it. People hate it. I'm exactly there. I actually embrace change pretty well because I know there's nothing I can do about it. And I know that if I want my life to be different, I have to be willing to go through the process of change. But it's also very scary sometimes. So some folks are frozen in change. Personally, I find that becomes an issue of lack of information more than anything. Lack of experience. You just don't know. So you can't tell. Some people just dive into it, and I'm kind of in between there somewhere. But there's still some places that we have to think about when it comes to changing anything in our life, creating a difference in our life. It's a bit of a nonstop process every single day, right? Every single day you get out of bed. I don't know if you're like me. If it's not changing every single day, I get bored. So I like consistency, but I want something different too. I want something better. I want to grow. And it requires some simple actions to get what you want. Although it seems complicated sometimes. I know. So how do you do that? How do you go about getting what you want and doing what you love and continuing to be able to do that over time? So let's go into the four steps that I always know are just going to happen. And I always have to evaluate when I'm working with you. We're on the phone, a coaching call, a group call, whatever I'm doing. This is where I'm going to go. At some point in time, it's going to happen. And I will explain some of the difficulties along the way as we get here. Number one thing that you need to do. Okay, hang on. There's another step I didn't put in here. There's another step. I just thought about it. Okay, wait, we'll get to that in a minute. The first thing you have to do is decide. You must decide. Everything begins with a decision to literally cut off other options. That's what happens here. You have to decide to go in a new direction. Most folks that I run into on a daily basis have sort of kind of maybe decided they're looking for some confirmation that they should do this. They haven't decided. Sitting on the fence, getting splinters in their butt, and they're not unhappy. So at some point, you have to make a decision to go. And you know I'm telling the truth here because you've done it before. At some point you said, okay, that's it. And you go and do it, right? Sometimes you may feel like you've made a decision. If you're not moving, you haven't. It's pretty simple. It's like they say, sometimes when things feel too good to be true, it probably is. Sometimes it feels Like you're not getting anywhere, but you think, well, this is what I decided to do. And why is it not working out for me? I'm here to say that it wasn't a strong enough decision, a definitive decision that cut everything else off and pushed you down that path. Is that always necessary? At some level, yeah. The bigger the change you want, the more you're going to have to cut things off. And I think there's a time element involved as well. Sometimes you have to kind of what we call building the bridge. You have to build a bridge first to get ready before you can kind of cut off everything else. But you must decide. If you don't decide, you can't do anything. So the next part is definition. You must define it. Aimless wandering is fun for a lot of people. Heck, I like to do that all the time. I take time out of my week just to aimlessly wander and just, you know, I don't care what I do. It doesn't matter to me. Otherwise, though, if I'm really wanting to get something done, that's pretty frustrating. So if you made a decision or sort of a decision, but now you're just kind of wandering because you haven't taken the time to define it specifically, you're not going to get there. So you will often get me come right back at you when I will ask you what you want to do. And I'll say, okay, I get it. That's kind of broad, kind of wide. So what do you really mean by that? And I'm looking for specifics as detailed as you want to get. The more clarity you can get about what you're actually doing, the more you can define where you're heading, the more likely you're going to get there. Because what that does is eliminates everything else, because now you know exactly what to look for. Very fond of saying things like, do what works for you. Why? Well, simple Scott logic says that if you do what works for you, you'll be so busy doing that, you won't have time to do what doesn't work for you. So define what you want is doing what works for you, and then go do that stuff and watch what happens. The change will happen almost automatically. You'll get down that path faster than you think. Easy? Nah, not at all. Why? Because the minute you decide to do that, somebody's going to say, what are you doing? No, well, I thought it was a good idea. Well, what are you doing? It's crazy what happens. So you have to know this. So we have to make the decision to make the change in our life. That's going to rock the boat right there, yours and others. We have to define specifically what we're going after, or we're just going to wander aimlessly and never get it. What's the third one? Deploy. As dull as the advice may be, you got to put your plan into action. That's the only way to get what you want. If you don't deploy, you don't get. It's pretty simple stuff. Law of attraction. A lot of people are into law of attraction. They forget the part of having to deploy. They just think, oh, well, I thought about it. It's going to come to me. Rarely does it happen. Rarely. It's much more work. It's much more difficult, much more a challenge. It's much more detailed. It's much more frustration to get it to you, but you have to get to work on it. So decide that you're going to do it and then define what it's going to be and then figure out how to go make it happen. Don't sit around and wait for anybody to help you do anything. Go figure it out. And finally, the one that I spend a lot of time, this took me a lot of years to learn, and that's defend. After you've worked so hard to get what you want, I guarantee you something. It is going to change again. Somebody or something is going to try to take away your results. And it could be, yes, they're really going to try to take them, or it's just going to be life changes. It's not good. It's not bad. It just happens. Things are always changing. So when you decide you're going to go after a change in your life, I want you to make that decision that you're going to do it and define what it's going to be and then get into action mode, as we are so fond of saying, and then decide how you're going to keep it in your life. It's simple. I like simple because simple works. If you listen to the show on a Monday, I'm always asking, have you done your homework? I'm asking you to check in on how your life is going. And I ask you to say, if it's going good, how do I keep it? How do I defend it? If it's not going well, it's how do I change it? It's define or decide, define, deploy, and defend. Oh, wait a second. At the beginning of the show, Scott, you said there is one thing you should add to that that maybe would complete the list. Yeah, but I can't figure out how to call it a D. Everything is D, 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 right? Clarity. That's it. You can't make a decision until you have clarity. So you need to spend time working through that, get very clear about what you want to do. And if my hunch is right and my vast experience proves that it is, once you get clear about what you want, you instantaneously fly into everything else and get it done. So it really truly is the first place to be before you start. All right. So what are we going to talk about tomorrow? Well, waking up to gratitude. Real gratitude. Gratitude that you say, man, I just got it. I love it. I'm so happy. How are we going to talk about that? Well, we're just going to put a smile on our face, be grateful for what life has given us, and get it on. Join me at the Facebook page if you like to. Just dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. I am there regularly, although I don't really need to be because everybody else is doing everything. But I like to show up and see what you're thinking. It's a good way to get in touch with me. Let me know if I broke a podcast or something, all right? Have a good day. I'll see you tomorrow right here on the Daily Boost.